I am Adrien Garcia, entrepreneur, designer, and co-founder of the clothing brand Réuni. And you are listening to The Bold Way. The future belongs to those who question the established order. But how do you reinvent the rules, create iconic projects, and work that will make history? The Bold Way is the podcast that gets into the minds of those who excel in the field. Fashion, entertainment, food, design, art, or business. Their common points? Hard work, boldness, innovation, and a particular focus on creativity and aesthetics. My mission is to dissect their methods and mindset through long, unfiltered interviews to give you the keys to their success and inspire you to create your own path. The Bold Way is more than just a podcast. It's a movement that encourages everyone to find their own way, carve their own path, and innovate in their field. The Bold Way is where creativity and innovation meets business. Enjoy the episode. Believe it or not, 75% of you haven't subscribed to the podcast on platform like Apple Podcast or Spotify yet. If you are enjoying the podcast, I would really appreciate if you could subscribe using your favorite listening app. Your subscription truly supports the growth of the podcast. The more subscribers we have, the higher the quality of the guests we can bring on. Thank you so much in advance. Do you look at social media?
I look at Instagram, but that's it. Yeah. I don't look at Twitter or...
Do you manage it yourself?
No, we have Nathan. He's our social media person.
Okay, fantastic. Another one?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, there's so many.
Have we got to go through that lot?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't do that. Okay, that next one then.
Yeah, next one. Let's take this one maybe.
Let's keep it. Tear it up.
No, let's keep it for later. Yeah, medium. So photography is your main medium. Do you paint? Do you use any other medium to express yourself?
Not really, no. And I changed from analog to digital around 2008.
Yeah.
And of course, once you change, there's no looking back really. Especially, you know, the benefit has been photographing at night, where you can balance the flash and the ambient light so much easier than before. So, yeah, it's... I have made some films, but I can't really make any more because they take too much time. And, you know, I have myeloma, so I'm somewhat limited on my movement. And, I enjoyed doing the films. I did some iDents for the BBC where we made 26 films, which were like a minute long, but they were good fun to do. And I wasn't behind the camera then. You know, we had a good, very good director of photography, and I was just basically the director, which is fine.
Okay.
And I took photos at the same time as well.
Yeah. And do you write or you don't draw at all?
Occasionally I write. If you look at my site, you'll see some blogs that I've written, but that's about it really.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll have a sip of your water.
Yeah.
As you're not having it. You can have coffee. I'll have a go at this.
So we had this one already. Yeah, excited.
Yeah, I'm still excited when I go out and photograph and see something I like. I've just come back from Iceland, for example. That was very interesting. It's a big tourist destination now, and I have an ongoing project called Small World, a new edition of which has just been published. So yeah, when you see something like the Giza, I was on the Golden Circle, and there's so many people, and it's so crazy, you get excited, and your job is to try and translate that into an image. Which is not an easy thing to do, basically. So you do your best to try and achieve that, but most of the time I fail. No, I'm still excited. I'm still excited by photography and what it can do. It's such a funny medium. And, it's so difficult. At the same time, it's so easy because anyone can be a photographer. And as you know, there's millions of people on Instagram and they just take pictures on their phone, load them up. And I guess it's that audience that want to see what other photographers get up to, people like myself. So it's a very good way of capturing an audience. We have something like 730,000 followers. So I assume at least half of them get to see some of the posts that we put up of different work. We do a different set of pictures every week.